God's grace is sufficient for me, so I will not fear, for He is with me. I will not be dismayed, for He will strengthen me and help me. Even in my weakness, especially in my weakness. For in Christ I am made strong. I come unto Him often heavy under the weight of my own worry and concern, and He gives me rest. I feel His strength in my communion with Him and find rest for my soul. He was pierced for my transgressions. He was crushed for my iniquities. And by His wounds we are healed. I have endured challenges and hope to endure whatever other challenges lie in my path. In my walk with Him, through the mist of darkness which surely will cover the path at times, I will take hold of His hand even more firmly. For He is never far from me. He will guide me through my doubts and back to His light and love. And if there is anything virtuous or good or praiseworthy, I will seek after these things. I will let virtue garnish my thoughts unceasingly, that my confidence will wax strong in the presence of the Lord. I seek first the kingdom of God and the eternal happiness of my family and my friends. I am thankful and content with this and with what I have, trusting that whatever I need will be added to me. I am free from want or comparison, ego or strife. I serve with my whole heart, personally and professionally, not to compete or to acquire, but rather to give, to lift, and to love. And I love because He first loved me. I lift because He, being lifted on the cross, has lifted and rescued me. I pray then that I can be an instrument in His hands. He is preserving me from day to day by lending me my very breath, supporting me from one moment to another. And even if I should serve Him with my whole soul, my whole life, yet I would still be an unprofitable servant, for I am continually blessed of Him. My cup runneth over. Like dew falling on my soul, He fills me with blessings, even life everlasting. Heavenly Father, I am filled with You, and so I will feed and fill Your sheep.
That I through Thee be conscious of Thy giving love, to thus impart. Lord, dwell within my heart and guide my steps. Direct my way. Mind, grant that I see the nobler deed, the simple need of being kind. Lord, dwell within my steadfastly.